Whitecap, Saskatchewan NDP leader Carla Beck calls provincial and federal leaders to continue meeting with various stakeholders south of the border to convince the Trump administration that the 25% tariffs would hurt both economies. This would significantly affect U.S. farmers and consumers relying on Canadian goods like potash and lumber. President Donald Trump has threatened to put a 25% tariff on products coming from Canada and Mexico, a policy that would have taken effect on Tuesday, February 4. However, his administration gave both countries 30-day reprieves and talks about de-escalating the issue continue. Premier Scott Moe is in Washington to meet with U.S. officials. Beck spoke with members of the Saskatchewan Stock Growers Association at the Dakota Dunes Conference Center on Friday, February 7. She said she supports Moe's approach of advocating for the welfare of Saskatchewan's people, mainly because the province's products, like potash and Canadian lumber, are being exported to the U.S. The impact to Canada, as devastating as it will not be effective in swaying decisions made in the U.S. We need to take that message directly to American consumers to show the impact this will have on them and the cost of living. We've already heard groups like the American Home Builders Association speak out about what these tariffs would do to home building costs in the U.S. Things like food and how this will impact those costs, fuel, and electricity, said Beck. We will continue to take that message to those in the U.S. For example, we know that American farmers will soon be making their seeding plants. They need our potash, from Saskatchewan in particular. We need to continue to take that message to Americans about what these tariffs will do to them, their industry, and their jobs in the United States. It has, as I said, been effective. Fellow Saskatchewan NDP MLAs have also met with representatives from mining, real estate, agriculture, city councils, labor leaders, regional chambers of commerce, tourism representatives, and other industry leaders. What we've seen from the people of Saskatchewan and Canadians from coast to coast to coast is that we are ready to work with our neighbors to the south to ensure the economic prosperity and security of those on both sides of the border. We will not sit down or roll over to Canadian livelihoods and sovereignty threats. We need all hands on deck to ensure that this pause from tariffs becomes permanent, and we will work with anyone who shares those same goals, Beck said. She added that Canada has less than 30 days left on the tariff reprieve. The clock is ticking for Canada and the U.S. to reach common ground on this issue, as both countries face an uncertain future in a trade war. That is why she is also pushing for the province to diversify its economy and explore other markets of interest. We need to amplify those voices and redouble those efforts over the next, fewer than 30 days now. I'd like to see the tariff discussion be shelved. But again, even if we do get a reprieve at the end of these 30 days, I think what is made very clear to many, certainly to myself and many that we've spoken to, is the need to diversify markets, to increase east-west trade within Canada, said Beck. Ensure that we are selling our world-class goods worldwide and not too reliant on one partner. As important as that relationship has been with the United States throughout history, this era clearly shows us the need to diversify and what we must sell to the world. It truly is world class. We're proud of how we produce it. We're proud of the products. We need to continue to diversify our value add here at home. Beck said she remains optimistic about seeing the 25% tariffs permanently shelved. Still, Saskatchewan and the entire country will continue to face the threat, so everyone in Canada should closely monitor the events in Washington, D.C., under a second Trump administration. Everything seems uncertain at this point. I think that's why that message of unity, that message of strength, working across borders and political lines, not only do I think that's the most effective strategy at this point. I think that's comforting to people who want to know that people are at the table making decisions based on what's best for the people they serve. That's undoubtedly the pledge that we've made. We've made that pledge to the Premier. Today, we've made that pledge to the stock growers, industry groups, and the Saskatchewan people, said Beck. That's what they can expect of us. I don't know what will happen at the end of the 30 days. If I did, I suspect that opinion would be in high demand. We control the things that we can control. Again, we'll work towards making sure that the reprieve is permanent, but at the same time, we have to control the things that we can control. And that is the sense of urgency around East-West trade, the sense of urgency around increasing port access and our export capacity, expanding markets.